University of Maryland Eastern Shore and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of UMES Basketball. This presentation of Hawks Basketball is fed by Buffalo Wild Wings and powered by Mid-Atlantic Dairy Association, Courtyard by Marriott, and GEICO. This broadcast is also brought to you by Hampton Inn & Suites, Brunswick, and Vice. Now, UMES Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Hello and welcome to Memorial Hall here in Dover, Delaware for another edition of UMES Women's Basketball here on SFMSports.net. I am Doug Newton as we preview today's rivalry matchup between your University of Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks and the host Delaware State University Hornets. UMES coming into today's game 10-15 on the season, 7-7 in MEAC play since the last time we talked to you. The Hawks finished their non-conference schedule with a defeat up in Newark at the hands of the NJIT Highlanders. So the Hawks reeling a little bit with back-to-back losses. Their loss on the road at South Carolina State right before the trip up to New Jersey. Another road game here for UMES where they, of course, have struggled this year. Just one win on the road away from Princess Anne this season. But a very winnable game here today for the Hawks as they face the doormat of the MEAC. Delaware State right now in last place in the conference, 5-21 overall, 2-11 in conference play. And, of course, the Hawks absolutely demolished Delaware State on homecoming. Remember that game back on Valentine's Day? How about a 96-59 final for UMES on top of their biggest rivals, the Delaware State Hornets? They put a hurting to Delaware State in that game. Amber Burke with a game-high 22 points in that one. Four other Hawks were in double digits, including 18 apiece for both Alexis Udoji and Jessica Long. It was UMES extending their defense full court that got the Hawks up and down the floor, and the defense turned into offense off of steals. And UMES really dominant in that game, particularly Alexis Udoji on the defensive end. And it showed in the final score, 96-59. UMES almost putting up triple digits against the Hornets in that one. UMES would like to notch just their second road win of the year as we have just two final games in the regular season before the postseason starts on Monday, March the 9th. The MEAC tournament starting that Monday. The Hawks finishing up their road schedule here today, and then they head back home for the regular season finale next Thursday against the Morgan State Bears. The Hawks right now in the conference standing in seventh place at 7-7 overall. They are right now a game behind South Carolina State, but remember the Bulldogs do have the head-to-head tiebreaker courtesy of a season sweep over UMES. Same can be said of Bethune-Cookman, who is at 8-5, the only other team that UMES could feasibly catch, depending on the results here in the final week. So UMES could finish as high as fifth. They will not get a first-round bye, but they need to make sure that they hold off Morgan State right now, who is right behind them in eighth place. Of course, if you get that 8 seed, then you play that 8-9 game, and then you have Hampton looming. The one seed who has won five consecutive MEAC tournaments would not like to face them in the second round. Instead, would like to face either Savannah or Norfolk. Of course, assuming UMES could get past their first round opponent. So very much would like to get a couple wins here to keep away from that eighth seed and stay at least seventh or better in the conference standings. When we return here on the GEICO pregame show, we'll continue to preview today's matchup between your UMES Lady Hawks and the host, Delaware State Hornets. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
Before I posted a picture of my friend at his bachelor party, I should have known to check who follows my posts. I also should have known about privacy settings. I did not. Now I know. Just like I should have known that GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating and they have a local agent right here in Baltimore. No wonder they're the number one auto insurer in Maryland. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. And now my friend's mom knows too much.
GEICO. Thank you, Baltimore, for making us number one.
Now that you know GEICO has a local agent in your area, sit back, relax, and let me tell you how they could help. Our GEICO agents run locally owned and operated businesses and could help tailor your policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your car, motorcycle, or RV, the GEICO Insurance Agency could also help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. Did you sit back? Are you relaxed? Now pay attention. You're driving.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Imagine it, and we can do it. It's not just a slogan to us, but a true way of conducting business. We are proud of our more than two decades of delivering the highest quality visual messaging solutions to our clients, large and small. At Signs by Tomorrow of Salisbury, we stand by our time-honored commitment to provide you with quality, affordable signs that get you noticed by combining our industry know-how, cutting-edge technology, and competitive pricing to create total visual solutions that fit any budget. Our reputation as being more than just expert signage specialists is reflected in our service versus versatility. We are Signs by Tomorrow.
The Hampton Inn & Suites Fruitland Salisbury South is passionate about getting it right. Their promise to you includes a clean, comfortable hotel room, located only 7.5 miles from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Also conveniently located within walking distance of 5 different restaurants, plus a shuttle service that can take you back and forth to the campus. Hampton Inn & Suites, an official hotel of UMES Athletics.
This is the Hawk Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Tip-off is minutes away. This gives you time to save 15% on your car insurance with GEICO. 15 minutes is all it takes. Now, back to the GEICO All-Access Pregame Show from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Memorial Hall here in Dover, Delaware. We're on the campus of Delaware State University. It's Alumni Day here at Delaware State, their final home game of the year, as they face, of course, your University of Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks. The women's basketball team coming into today 10-15 overall, 7-7 in conference play right now, in the middle of the pack, in 7th in the league, and they would very much like to stay in that 7th spot. Any lower and you risk facing Hampton in the second round. And of course, Hampton has won 5 consecutive MEAC tournament titles. Would like to avoid them, as they are the presumptive one seed right now. It's not guaranteed that Hampton will be the one seed, but in all likelihood, that will shape up to be the case, considering their current reign in conference play under their head coach, David Six. For UMES, though, a 96-59 win the last time they faced Delaware State. Over the last several years, this has been a very tightly contested series. In fact, since 2004, they've played 26 times, each team with 13 wins. This is the 85th overall meeting between UMES and Delaware State. The Hornets do have the all-time series edge at 49-35. The Hawks, though, have won each of the last two meetings. They're trying to make it 3 straight here today. Delaware State coming into the game 2-11 in MEAC play, 5-21 overall. The teams head towards the bench. We're going to step aside for the national anthem momentarily. UMES just 2 games left in the regular season. Their final road test of the year before finishing the regular season at home against Morgan State next Thursday, and trying to finish on a strong note headed towards postseason play. Remember, they got a postseason win last year against Norfolk State. Would like to replicate that, if maybe build on that this year. But in order to do so, they need to gain some confidence in these last couple games coming off of the back-to-back losses to South Carolina State and NJIT. We will take one final break. The national anthem here at Memorial Hall. When we return, tip-off between Delaware State and the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch.
Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Courtyard by Marriott on Route 13 in Salisbury offers comfortable rooms and meeting spaces, as well as always superior customer service in a great location near the mall. Call 410-742-4405 and ask for details about their special UMES athletics rate. The Courtyard by Marriott in Salisbury, an official hotel of UMES Athletics and a proud sponsor of Hawks basketball from SFMSports.net.
The Mideastern Athletic Conference. 13 institutions all striving as one to excel in the classroom and on the field. A premier Division I conference with 16 sponsored sports, showcasing the talents and strengths of our student athletes through hard work and perseverance. The Mideastern Athletic Conference, educating student athletes for the game of life.
This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Roly-Poly is the freshest ingredients rolled together to create over 50 classic rolled and hot-pressed creations. Roly-Poly is the finest meats, veggies, cheeses, and spices together to produce incredible soups and signature salads, too. Roly-Poly is a variety of flavor that creates delicious, original, unique works of art for your taste buds. Roly-Poly is not only delicious, but healthy and hearty, too. Roly-Poly is the choice for family, friends, your office, or your next event. Where else could you find fresh basil chicken salad rolled with crunchy cashews, green leaf lettuce, Roma plum tomatoes, sliced avocado, alfalfa sprouts, and spicy Thai hot sauce? Wow, that sounds... Gotta go.
We're still rolling here.
Sorry.
Roly-Poly. Delivery, catering, or online at rolypoly.com.
Roly-Poly. For a sandwich with a twist. Roly-Poly. For the taste you can't resist, I go to Roly-Poly. Because I know they've got my number. For lunch, dinner, catering, Roly-Poly ends your hunger.
Get UMES Hawks basketball on your phone. Visit sfmsports.net and tap on the Hawks Sports Network to stream live from anywhere.
Welcome back to Memorial Hall here in Dover, Delaware. The starting lineups being announced here for the faithful of the Hornets. But first, the University of Maryland Eastern Shore setting out their starting five. Let's relay that back to our listeners at home. The starting five should be no surprises here for UMES. The senior backcourt, the two lone seniors for UMES, Jessica Long and Shawnee Sweeney Long, the leading scorer for UMES at 13.3 points per game. Sweeney, now the all-time career three-point shooter in terms of total three-pointers made in school history. Starts in the backcourt as well. On the other wing will be the native of New Zealand, the redshirt freshman, Moy Subritsky. As they turn off the lights here, and they got some glow-in-the-dark sticks given out to all the fans here at Memorial Hall, and quite the atmosphere here. They got a fog machine going as well as they introduce the Hornets from the far right corner. Front court for UMES will be Dariana Kelly and Alexis Udoji. Udoji really wreaked havoc defensively against Delaware State in the first meeting between the two teams. As they went to a full court pressure of Udoji at the top. And she got in the passing lanes, got a couple of steals, and UMES got several easy layups, particularly in a huge first half run, a 21-0 run for UMES on route to scoring 96 points, their season high, against Delaware State in the first meeting between the two schools back on a homecoming for UMES. The starting five for Delaware State. Their leading scorer is Tierra Hawkins, a senior from Clinton, Maryland. She's joined in the backcourt, or rather the front court, by Nikki Blackburn, a junior from Bennettsville, South Carolina. Jade Washington will be the point guard, the 5'7 senior from Las Vegas. Rounding out the starting five for Delaware State as they huddle up. Hard to get numbers on them, but I believe it'll be Amber Bogard, a redshirt junior from Cleveland, Ohio. Lily Bogard, as well as Micah Aldridge, a true freshman from Cleveland as well. Aldridge, as that true freshman, averages just under 10 points per game. Hawkins, their leading scorer and leading rebounder, 17 points per game, 8 rebounds per contest for the Prince George's County native. Udoji will tip it off with Bogard. The Hawks will move from left to right in their road gray jerseys. Delaware State in their home whites. Toss up in the air. Bogard wins it for Delaware State, and here come the Hornets. A quick inside shovel pass. Pump fake from Hawkins. And right underneath the rim, she converts a layup, and it's 2-0 Delaware State out of the gates. UMS brings the ball up with Long, center of the floor. Zone defense from Delaware State. Hawks down by a bucket after the first quick possession from the Hornets. High post Udoji. Face up kicks. Far side. Zabritsky holds above her head. Finds Kelly. Sends it on to Long. Near wing. Hawks move from left to right. Long working a ball screen with Udoji. Drives left into the lane. Left-handed floater. Off the glass. It's good. The defense opening up for Jessica Long. It's 2-2. Tied once again between UMES and Delaware State. Hornets basketball just across the front court. Center of the floor, Jade Washington whips it far side. Aldridge, couple quick passes back to Washington. Top of the key, finds the high post. Blackburn feeds down low. Bogard, turnaround jumper, good from 12 feet. 19 minutes left here in the first half. Hawks down 4-2. A score on every possession so far. Far corner for UMES. Long two-pointer, Subrisky drains it. The assist to Jessica Long, and it's 4-4. Oh, they credited Zabritsky with a three-pointer on that one. That looked like a long two from the left corner, but instead right now it's 5-4 on the scoreboard. UMES up by a point. Far wing, here is Aldridge driving baseline. Lays it off to Blackburn. Pump fake. She'll fire from 12 over Kelly. No good offensive rebound. Hawkins gets it. She'll spin it out to Bogard. Resets. Washington, center of the floor. Backing up towards half court. Now driving forward with Long in front of her. Right-handed bounce. Passes to the near corner. Blackburn bouncing down low, looking for Hawkins, and is tipped out of bounds by Udoji. 17:58 remaining here in the first half. 5-4, UMES leads by a point. Quick pass to the top of the key. Washington sends it far side. Aldridge, she'll fire from three. Back rim, no. Ball bounces. Long grabs the board. First defensive stop for either team. Lobbing way up ahead. Udoji beating the pack down the floor, and she converts the right-handed layup. Nice pass from Jessica Long at the length of the court. 7-4, UMES by three. Circling left wing, Washington prodding at the Hawks' defense. Long stays in front. Whips it far side. Now bouncing to the high post. Aldridge was looking for Bogard, but it's kicked by Shawnee Sweetie. It'll force the Hornets to inbound once again. They'll reset from the far sideline. Bogard to inbound in front of the UMES bench. Shovels inside. Aldridge circles to the far wing. Takes a ball screen from Hawkins. Crossover right to the baseline. She'll fire from 15. Back rim, no. Sweeney leaping for the board. UMES possession. Hawks lead by three, 7-4. Quick pass up ahead looking for Kelly, and it's ripped away. A steal. Amber Bogard, give her credit, getting in the passing lane there with a nice athletic jump. Washington quickly brings the ball up. Delaware State driving left to the foul line. The launch from there, right rim, no. Sweeney, another board, but she knocks it out of bounds. She was bumped by Blackburn. But it will stay with Delaware State, as it was Sweeney the last touch it. The contact not whistled. 16:54 remaining here in the first half. Bogard to inbound. Looking underneath. Nothing there. Finds Hawkins spinning on the right block. A pump fake. She'll fire with the left hand, runner in the lane, good. Difficult shot there by Tierra Hawkins. It's 7-6, UMS still by a point. Hawks basketball. Tierra Hawkins averages 17 points per game, 8 rebounds per contest as well. Far wing, long, into the corner, finds Sweeney, no good. Offensive board, Subritsky misses underneath, but she's hacked on the way up. Free throws here for Moy Subritsky. First foul on Tierra Hawkins. First foul on either team. And it's two free throws for Subritsky with 16:28 remaining here in the first half. The toss up from Subritsky. Good rotation. Rattles in. 8-6. UMS by a point. Or rather by 2 points now. Another toss from Subritsky. The shot, good. Subritsky on the season, 71% free throw shooter. Hawks go to a full court pressure, leading 9-6. This worked wonders for them in the first meeting between the two teams. But a couple quick passes. Sweeney tripping up Jade Washington. She picks up a foul. She kindly helps Washington back to her feet. Udoji at the top of the pressure as they continue here. She tips it past Washington looking for Aldridge. Now Washington gets the deflection herself, brings it in the front court. Quick pass to Aldridge, left wing three, no good. Subritsky grabs the board amidst two Hornets, and she'll bring it up herself, hurrying into the front court, driving on the right side of the lane. Two quick passes long, top of the key, pump fake, gets to the foul line, jumper from there, no good. Offensive board, Sweeney, she'll loop it back to Long. UMS resets. 15:55 to play in the first. Hawks lead 9-6. Far wing Subritsky. Lays it off to Long. Right back to Subritsky. Near wing. Drives right to the far baseline. Underneath the rim, falling to the floor, and she traveled. Turnover back to Delaware State. Hornets basketball after the timeout. 15:42 remaining here in the first half. It's UMS 9. Delaware State 6. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
SFMSports.net is the home to the UMES Hawks.
Crossover into the lane. Kicks out Walker. Right wing three. Yes, sir!
Bring that beat back.
Stream Lady Hawks basketball home and away at SFMSports.net and listen to the Fighting Hawks on Fox Sports 960. Never miss a minute of action on the Hawks Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Here's your dinner check. I'll take that up when you're ready.
Oh, my gosh.
Calm down, honey. How bad can it be? I knew you shouldn't have ordered the captain's platter.
How about you with that bottle of Get Me a Second Job to pay for it all?
Don't talk
The scenario you have just witnessed could have been avoided with a simple visit to frugals.biz. Buy one, get one free deals from local restaurants, huge discounts from service providers, free event admissions, and more. Available 24/7 at frugals.biz. Local coupons at frugals.biz. Frugals.biz.
This is Hawks basketball from SFMSports.net.
15:42 remaining in the first half. It's UMES 6 or 9, Delaware State 6. Full court pressure here from the Hawks. Nakia Kersey just into the game for Delaware State. A pump fake, trying to toss one over the long reach of Udoji in the backcourt. Gets it to Bogard in the front court, and now Kersey will circle back to Jade Washington to reset. Top of the arc. Washington, two quick passes to Kersey. Guarded by Sweeney with six to shoot. She'll fire from 25. Spins out, no good. Kelly grabs the board. Hawks still have their five starters out there. Amber Bogard grabbing her stomach. She looks to be a little hurt for Delaware State. Or at least a little uncomfortable out there. Meanwhile, Jessica Long runs the point for UMS. Feeds the high post. It's Kelly driving down the left side of the lane. Shot up. Count it! Plus a foul. High off the glass. Foul goes against Nikki Blackburn. First foul on Blackburn. Second foul on Delaware State. The Hawks lead 11-6 with 14:54 remaining in the first half. Free throw from Kelly, no good. Ripping down the board, Blackburn. And here comes Delaware State trying to push the pressure over top of the Hawks defense. And a leaping catch going straight up for the layup is Bogard. A quick bucket to make it 11-8. Hawks attacking quickly back. Sweeney is deterred. She resets to Long, top of the arc. 14.5 to play. First half action, near corner, Sabritsky. Pump fake, one dribble. Back to Long, holds above her head. Now circles left to the far wing. Sweeney, she'll fire from three. Spins out, no good. Blackburn snatches the board with one hand. Outlet pass, Washington looking up ahead to Hawkins in the front court. Spinning around, falls down. Loses the basketball, but regathered by Kersey in the far corner. In front of the UMES bench, feeds the post Hawkins, and she bowls over Sweeney, an offensive foul. And for Tierra Hawkins, that is her second foul. Leading scorer on the season for Delaware State has two. Not even 6 minutes gone by in the first half. UMES leads 11-8, a three-point advantage. Sabritsky, top of the arc, spinning around, two passes near corner, Sweeney. Lobs down low, Kelly pivots on the baseline, extra step, left-handed hook off the glass, it's good. 13-8, the Hawks lead by five. Walking the ball up into the front court, here is Washington. Passes inside Hawkins, spins on Udoji, a lot of contact, shot misses, and a foul will be whistled on Alexis Udoji, her first. Second team foul on UMES. Foul on 13-8, UMES leads by five. Free throw from Hawkins, left-handed release, splashes through, it's 13-9. Sub here for Delaware State. Aaliyah Stinnett into the ball game. She replaces Washington. Hawkins stays out there with two personal fouls. Free throw, front rim, no good. And they call a lane violation on UMES. So Hawkins will get another chance. 13:35 remaining here in the first half. Free throw from Hawkins. The toss up. Spins out. No good. Rebound Kelly. So no harm, no foul done on the lane violation. Hawks lead by four. 13-9. Near wing Sweeney to the high post. Passes Kelly face up. Kicks far side looking for Sabritsky. Kersey got a hand to it. Sabritsky does regather in a double team. Skip pass. Long near wing. Drives inside. Left-handed floater off the glass. Too strong. Hawkins with the board. But now she's being double teamed. Udoji a block 80 feet from the bucket, and Udoji picks up her second personal foul. Rather needlessly. And Shantisha Bryant will check in for Udoji. So I imagine Udoji will have to sit a while now here in the first half with two personal fouls. Hawkins has two as well. She heads to the bench for Delaware State. Near wing, Aldridge, crossover in the lane, shovel pass, finds Blackburn, fadeaway from 10, back rim, no good, gets her own miss, Blackburn the follow, drops through, and it's 13-11, UMES leads by just a bucket, Long walks into the front court, near wing, Sabritsky, Hawks have used just one sub in the first 7 minutes of the game, skip pass, Sabritsky finds Sweeney, open for three, back iron, no good on the shot, rebound Kersey, and Delaware State controls. Chance to tie or take back the lead for the Hornets. Driving right, it's Aldridge. Skip past Kersey, far wing. Jabs right, now backs up on a bounce. Sweeney. Person-to-person defense for UMES. Now Aldridge feeding the block down low. Bogard spins middle, right-handed hook. Back iron, no good. Kelly grabs the board. Didn't even need to jump for that one. UMES with a 13-11 lead. Long racing back the other way. Lane opens up for her. Layup spins out. No good. Rebound. Blackburn pushing up ahead. The outlet to Kersey. Kersey slows it down with 12 minutes to go in the first half. Hawks by two. Aldridge lines up a ball screen. Drives right with the help of Bogard. A pick and roll finds Bogard. Left-handed layup. Good. Nice spin move from Amber Bogard. Timeout taken by Delaware State. And that will extend to a media timeout here at Memorial Hall. A tie ball game. early here in Dover. It's UMS 13, Delaware State 13, 11:48 remaining in the first half. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
I'm loving the switch up, the switch up, the switch up. I'm loving the switch up. I'm loving the switch up, switch up, switch up, switch up. I'm loving the switch up, switch up.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's with a whole new way to order. Now pick your size to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a sundae and side salad or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
I am Old Bay.
I believe in 18 herbs and spices. That putting on too much is impossible.
I love it on my eggs.
My popcorn.
Even on my ice cream. And now I can love it at McDonald's.
McDonald's new Old Bay Filet-O-Fish Sandwich. Made with wild-caught Alaskan pollock and Old Bay tartar sauce. Get two for just $4 every day. Just one more great value you'll find at McDonald's.
Old Bay on ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Limited time offer. Price of required purchase posted on menu board.
This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Tie ball game, 13-13 here in the first half. 11:48 to go before halftime. UMS with the basketball. Alexis Hicks, the freshman, enters the ball game for the first time today. She quickly pushes up ahead to Burke in the far corner. UMS moves from left to right. Now on the right wing, it's Shantisha Bryant driving inside. Kicks to Burke. Left baseline jumper. Back iron no good. Leaping for the board, Bogard controls for Delaware State. Tie ball game here, 13-13. Delaware State looking to retake the lead. Aldridge from the far wing. Pick and pop with Kersey. Right back to Aldridge, top of the arc. Now puts on the deck, shovels back to Kersey. Kersey drives left. Draws a double, kicks out. Aldridge gets in the lane. The right-handed floater, back iron, no good from the freshman. Offensive rebound, Blackburn the putback. And Delaware State is back in front, 15-13. UMS with the basketball, down by a bucket. Top of the arc, Hicks drives left, draws a double, kicks out Sabritsky. Left corner three, yes, sir. That was made by Alexis Hicks, drawing the double team and then making the easy pass to Sabritsky, nailing the open tray. 16-15, the Hawks by a point. Top of the arc, Aldridge passes far side, Kersey. Trying to drive right, she's deterred by Hicks. Nice slide on the defense. Skip pass, near wings, Danette, long two-pointer, banks in. 17-16, the Hawks now down by one. Top of the arc, Hicks drives left again. No double this time. She lays it off to Burke. Left wing three, no good. Wide off the right rim. Rebound bounces around, pinballing into the hands of Stinnett. Controls for Delaware State. Hornets with a point lead and the basketball. 10 minutes left in the first half. Aldridge, top of the arc, to the high post. Finds Stinnett on to Kersey. Jabs right, now feeding the block. Bogard has it batted away by Thompson. Taylor Thompson in the game for UMS. Aldridge gets it back. Left wing three. Back iron no good. Thompson leaps for the board. Zubritsky pushing up ahead for UMS. Finds Burke inside shovel, looking for Bryant, off her hands and stolen. Stinnett coming back the other way, racing up the far sideline. Aldridge slows it down. Top of the arc for Delaware State. Hawks down by a point, 17-16. 9:25 to go in the first half. Far wing Kersey holds at her waist, drives right past Burke. A hand check foul will be called. It goes against T'Amber Burke. Fourth team foul on UMES. First foul on Burke. Inbounding from underneath the hoop will be Delaware State. Bogard to trigger. Aldridge checks out. Washington in. Aaliyah Davis into the game for the first time today for Delaware State. Stinnett will come out. 5-4 for the Hawks. Bryant, Thompson, Burke, Hicks, and Sabritsky. Bogard inbounding. Lob towards half court. Sabritsky can't get a hand to it. Now Washington drives inside. Skips it out. Kersey resets to Washington. Passes quickly inside. It's Blackburn. Posting on the left block. Wraparound pass underneath goes awry, but tracking it down the far sideline is Kersey. Now Washington with 13 to shoot, backs up on the near wing. Two quick passes. Bogart, corner three, rattles those halfway down and comes out. UMS rebound, racing up the near sideline. Here is Burke into the lane. Gives it up. Right wing, here's Hicks. Drives inside again, finds Burke. Now open. Left wing, long two. Back rim, no good. Offensive board, Thompson. One dribble, put back, blocked inside. Ball loose underneath the rim. And coming out with it is Blackburn. Makes the scrum. Washington jogs in the front court. Slows it down for Delaware State. Davis, open left wing, will not fire. Instead to the high post, Bogart. She'll launch from the right elbow. That spins home. It's 19-16. Delaware State by three. 8-12 remaining in the first half. Hicks slicing inside. Lays it off. Zabritsky, top of the arc. Right back to Hicks on a skip pass. Right corner three. Yes! Rattles home for Alexis Hicks, and we got a tie ball game. 19-19. Now under 8 minutes to go in the first half. Back and forth affair thus far. Front court right, Kersey plays catch with Washington for Delaware State. Loops around left wing. Now skip pass back to Kersey. Pump fake, gets by Zabritsky, and she traveled on her way inside. Turnover back to UMES. Timeout on the floor. 7:39 left in the first half. All knotted up, 19 points apiece for UMES and Delaware State. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on sfmsports.net.
The Hawks Sports Network takes you inside the huddle with men's basketball coach Bobby Collins.
Every game we go in to win. You know, I talk to my team about confidence because that's something that's been lacking. Right. Not just with the team, but with the program in the past. And
after the game, visit sfmsports.net to hear Coach Collins on demand. Plus, you can check out game archives, video features, and go inside the huddle with the Hawks Sports Network. Powered by sfmsports.net.
The Hampton Inn & Suites Fruitland Salisbury South is passionate about getting it right. Their promise to you includes a clean, comfortable hotel room, located only 7.5 miles from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Also conveniently located within walking distance of 5 different restaurants, plus a shuttle service that can take you back and forth to the campus. Hampton Inn & Suites, an official hotel of UMES Athletics.
This is Hawks Basketball from sfmsports.net.
19-19 tie here at Memorial Hall, Dover, Delaware, between the University of Maryland Eastern Shore and Delaware State women's basketball action, part of a doubleheader here in the state capital. UMES basketball as we return to action. Bottom of the floor, Burke, Kelly, Sweeney, Hicks, and McCoy. Ryan McCoy into the game for the first time today. Hicks, top of the arc, lays it off to McCoy. Driving right, her offhand. She gives it up, dribble handoff, Burke. Kicks pass, far side. Sweeney misses a corner three. Offensive rebound, though, to McCoy. Circles back out. Finds Sweeney again, driving left baseline. She lays it off to Hicks, spins around. Gets it back to Sweeney. Top of the arc, Burke drives left inside. Nearly loses the handle of 16 to shoot. Resets to Hicks. Baseline drive. Hicks, the freshman, shovel pass inside. It's stolen. Davis with a breakaway coming back for Delaware State. Lobs it up ahead for Washington, but it's out of bounds. Too far on the toss for Davis on the outlet fast break. UMES basketball with 7 minutes remaining in the first half. Tie ball game, 19-19. Sweeney, top of the arc, gets to the foul line, kicks out. Burke, left baseline drive, high off the glass, no good. Rebound, Washington lobbing up ahead, Kersey on the outlet. Fast break, layup is good with the right hand. 21-19, UMES down by a bucket now. Hicks driving back the other way for the Hawks. Lays it off to McCoy, hand off Sweeney near wing. On the right side, finds Hicks to the foul line. Jump pass inside, finds Kelly. Layup misses, knocked out of bounds. Off of Kelly, going for her own rebound. Delaware State basketball, 21-19 the score. The Hornets lead by two. Hawks struggling on offense right now. And Delaware State, give them credit, they're trying to push the pace, and they've gotten a couple of easy layups. Just running the floor. Top of the arc, here is Tanette. Long, adjusting the game. Tries to jump a passing lane. Instead, a backdoor cut. Washington misses the layup. McCoy grabs the board in the corner for UMES. Tracks it down. Now a three-on-three break for UMES. McCoy bounces inside long on the right block. Traveled, trying to get a shot up. 5:59 to play here in the first. UMES down by two. Remember, they won by 37 points against Delaware State in the first meeting between these two teams. Fred Batchelor takes a timeout, and he is very upset with his team. Demonstrative on the sidelines. The Hawks down by a bucket with 14 minutes gone by in the first half. It's a starkly different game than the first meeting between the two schools. Much lower scoring. Hawks have been unable to get into a full court pressure defense. Udoji has been on the bench with two personal fouls since about the 13-minute mark. Jogging the ball into the front court for Delaware State is Washington. Passes near wing. Stinnett driving right. Kicks outside and stolen by Long. One-on-one break for Jessica. The right-handed layup. Good as it falls through. We got a tie ball game. 21-21. There's that defense leading to offense. Exactly what UMES needs. Top of the arc, Davis. Passes far side. Washington right back to Davis. Lobbing inside. Right block. Bogard, right-handed hook, front rim, no good. Ripping down the board is McCoy. She had Davis draped all over her. Good box out from McCoy. Brings it up herself. Right-handed bounce, draws a double, kicks out long, had an open look from the corner and gave it up. She circles back to McCoy. Now Hicks passes inside. Kelly, right-handed hook, swatted away. Rebound Delaware State. Davis spinning into the front court. Slows it down for the Hornets. 21-21 with 5 minutes left here in the first half. Kersey, stop and go inside. Lays it off to Washington. Skip past the net. Left corner three. Way short. Nearly banked it in. Rebound Hicks for UMES on the near sideline. Now center of the floor. Passes far side. Sweeney briefly open. Pump fake. Gets it back to Hicks. Right-handed floater in lane. Rattles home. Alexis Hicks makes it 23-21. UMES back in front by a bucket. Delaware State walking it up with Washington. Washington, 30 feet from the hoop. Tosses. Finds Kersey. An extra pass. Now Stinnett on to Washington. Left corner. Calling for a ball screen with eight to shoot. Bogard sets it. Driving right. Hawks help defense. Skip pass though. Kersey right wing three. No good. Boxed out underneath. Offensive rebound. And missing the layup is Stinnett. UMES comes away with it. Dodged the bullet there with 4 minutes left in the first half. Long racing back, right-handed runner, no good in the lane. Pokes it loose, trying to save on the end line. And they'll say it is UMES basketball. Long touched it out of bounds, but the ball had already hit the end line off of a Hornets player. It will be UMES basketball when we return. 23-21, the Hawks lead by two. 3:55 left in the first half. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on sfmsports.net.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Until then, we've got takeout. So now you can bring our hand-spun wings with 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings with you. And the minute we figure out how to fit over 50 big screens into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Salisbury B-Dubs is in the North Point Plaza on Route 13. Your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place for wings, beer, sports.
This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
23-21. UMES leads by a bucket. Hawks basketball underneath the hoop. Loy Sabrisky inbounding. Bobs inside to Kelly. Quick inbounds hitter to the high post. McCourt drives left on the side of the lane. Bounce pass Sweeney. Far wing. Slashing kick finds Sabrisky. Right wing. Skip pass back to Sweeney. Now passing to the high post. McCoy quickly gets rid of it. Sabrisky, right wing. She'll fire from 23. No good. Offensive board. McCoy, the putback with the right hand. Drives it off the glass. It banks home. 25-21. The Hawks by four. 3.5 left here in the first. Hersey runs the point along with Aldridge for Delaware State. The freshman back into the game. Washington out there as well. Hawks go to a zone defense. Far wing Aldrich holds above her head. Long deters a pass. Washington backs up 30 feet. Now gets a running start in the lane. Offensive foul called. A moving screen called on Amber Bogard. First foul on Bogard. Fourth team foul on Delaware State. This has been a very cleanly game, so cleanly played game so far at least. Four fouls for each team. Spinning inside, McCoy shovels to the corner and sits away and stolen. Washington, a two-on-one break for Delaware State. Aldridge bumping into Sabrisky, and she draws a foul. Two easy free throws upcoming for Aldridge. It was the turnover on the other end that led to the opportunity. Washington poking free. A lackadaisical pass. And then running a two-on-one nicely with Aldridge, who gets two free throws. Foul on Sabrisky is her first. Fifth team foul on UMES with 2:56 remaining here in the first half. Two free throws from Aldridge. The toss up. Spins out. No good on the right side. Aldridge, the true freshman from Cleveland, averages 9.8 points per game. She's an 81% foul shooter. Second toss up. Right rim, no good. Rare double miss from Micah Aldridge. Mr. Sweeney happy over on the far bench. Always yelling his classic, miss it, for UMES. Shawnee's dad makes it to just about every game. Right wing. Sabrisky looking for Shawnee in the corner. And it goes out of bounds. The pass gone awry, just a little off target. It'll be Delaware State basketball. 25-21. UMES leads by four. It's Delaware State basketball, however, with 2.5 left before intermission. Near wing, Washington. Sabrisky picks her up. 3-2 zone from the Hawks. Matchup against the Hornets. Right wing, Kersey. Whistles it to the high post. Spinning around Blackburn. The shot. Front rim no good from 10 feet. Kelly rips down the board. Hawks race back the other way with Sabrisky. Top of the arc. Lays it off Sweeney. Underneath we got a foul. And that will go against Tariana Kelly. Offensive foul on the Hawks. It's their sixth team foul. With just 2:05 remaining in the first half. Not really a concern about getting into the bonus. With hardly any time left before halftime. Long extends the pressure near half court. Looking for passing lanes to jump. Left wing Aldridge into the corner. Kersey, she's open. She'll fire from three. Back rim, no good. Sweeney tracks it down in the corner. Hawks control with a 25-21 lead. And the pass is stolen. Kersey in the backcourt. Getting a turnover right back. Aldridge inside. She's bumped. Grazed by Sabrisky. Right-handed hook no good, but free throws here for Micah Aldridge. It's the second foul on Sabrisky. She has been prone to foul trouble over the course of the season. That's her second, but coming with just 95 seconds left in the first half. Not much of a concern. Free throw from Aldridge spins home. 25-22, the Hawks still lead by three. Another free throw coming for Aldridge. Hicks checks in for Sabrisky. Five dribbles from Aldridge. Spins back in her left hand. The right-handed release splashes through. It's 25-23. Lead is just 2 points. Hawks basketball. Bottom of the floor. Long, Sweeney, McCoy, Kelly, and Hicks. Inching closer towards halftime. UMass would like to keep that advantage at the very least. Left corner, Kelly drives baseline, a double team. Skip pass is knocked away and out of bounds underneath the rim. Blackburn last touched it. Hawks to inbound. Sweeney, she'll trigger. Minute 22 left before halftime. Quick bounce in to Kelly. Now Sweeney pops out to the corner. Gets it back to Hicks, top of the arc. Pump fit. Long right wing, feeding the block. McCoy, fadeaway jumper. Back rim, no good. Blackburn rips down the board. Knocked loose. Sweeney steals it. Misses the left-handed layup, though. Blackburn gets it back on a second chance. Just on the rebound. Here comes Washington, pressured by Long. Into the front court with 58 seconds remaining in the first half. Long trying to jump the route again. Kersey gets inside, finds Bogard, spins it out. Washington backs up on the far wing, drives right, baseline, jump pass, finds Kersey. Left wing with four to shoot. Got to get rid of it to the foul line. Right-handed runner, back rim no good. Rebound UM, yes, Hicks controls. 35 seconds left in the first half. Quickly into the front court, Hicks. Slash and kick, finds McCoy, corner three-pointer, yes! Mariah McCoy splashes it home from the left corner. It's 28-23, the Hawks by five. Shot clock is off with 18 seconds left in the first half. Delaware State will hold for the final possession. Davis for the foul off. Two quick passes. Washington circles back top of the arc. Six to shoot. Left wing. She'll fire from three. Banks it in. And we're going to head into halftime at 28-26 as the buzzer sounds to end the first half. Jade Washington hitting one off the square from 25 feet and falling through. UMES lead just 2 points, 28-26. We will come back with the All Access Halftime Show. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
Roly-Poly is the freshest ingredients rolled together to create over 50 classic rolled and hot-pressed creations. Roly-Poly is the finest meats, veggies, cheeses, and spices together to produce incredible soups and signature salads, too. Roly-Poly is a variety of flavor that creates delicious, original, unique works of art for your taste buds. Roly-Poly is not only delicious, but healthy and hearty, too. Roly-Poly is the choice for family, friends, your office, or your next event. Where else could you find fresh basil chicken salad rolled with crunchy cashews, green leaf lettuce, Roma plum tomatoes, sliced avocado, alfalfa sprouts, and spicy Thai hot sauce. Wow, that sounds... Gotta go.
We're still rolling here.
Sorry.
Roly-Poly. Delivery, catering, or online at rolypoly.com.
Roly-Poly. For a sandwich with a twist. Roly-Poly. For the taste you can't resist, I go to Roly-Poly. Because I know they've got my number. For lunch, dinner, catering, Roly-Poly ends your hunger.
Imagine it and we can do it. It's not just a slogan to us, but a true way of conducting business. We are proud of our more than two decades of delivering the highest quality visual messaging solutions to our clients, large and small. At Signs by Tomorrow of Salisbury, we stand by our time-honored commitment to provide you with quality, affordable signs that get you noticed by combining our industry know-how, cutting-edge technology, and competitive pricing to create total visual solutions that fit any budget. Our reputation as being more than just expert signage specialist is reflected in our service versus utility. We are Signs by Tomorrow.
Green light. Hey girl, school zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the Hawk Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. It's time to go courtside with Doug Newton. The Buffalo Wild Wings All-Access Halftime Show starts now.
28-26. UMS leads by two here at halftime. Memorial Hall here in Dover, Delaware. It's Alumni Day on the campus of Delaware State University, and right now the Hawks have a two-point lead over their rivals, the Hornets. Let's run through the halftime scores. As right now the Hawks have a two-point lead. It was Jade Washington banking in a three-pointer from the left wing to cut a Hawks five-point lead down to 2 points heading into intermission. The scores for Delaware State right now led by Amber Bogard with 8. Tierra Hawkins has 5. Hawkins, though, picked up her second personal foul with about 14 minutes left in the first half. She didn't play about the final 10 minutes or so to keep her out of foul trouble. So just 5 points for Hawkins. Remember, she had 21 points in the first meeting between the two schools. Nikki Blackburn had 4 points down low. Aaliyah Stinnett, 2. Micah Aldridge, the true freshman, 2 points, though she did miss a couple of free throws, 2 of 4 from the foul line for Aldridge. Nikaya Kersey with 2 points, and Jade Washington with that 3 to finish the first half. Meanwhile, for UMES, Moy Zabritsky leads the team with 8 points. Alexis Hicks with 5. Mariah McCoy with 5 as well. Jessica Long with 4. Tariana Kelly with 4. And Alexis Udoji with 2 points. Udoji and Zabritsky each have 2 personal fouls. Udoji didn't play the final 13 minutes of the first half. And at first, the Hawks' defense and offense really struggled without her, but began to find their footing in the final 4 minutes or so. They trailed at certain points in the first half, but were able to take a 5-point lead before that Washington three-pointer. The Hawks just 2 of 3 from the foul line as a team. Have not gotten there a lot, and that's something that UMES does rely on quite a bit for their offense. Jessica Long has not gotten to the foul line yet today. Meanwhile, Delaware State has actually gotten to the foul line twice as often as the Hawks. They are 3 of 6 as a team. So UMS with a 2-point lead here at halftime. It's 28-26 at Memorial Hall. The Hawks by a bucket over the Delaware State Hornets. We'll come back and take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as we preview the other matchups from around the MEAC. And we'll also preview the men's contest. The Hawks taking on the Hornets, a 4 p.m. scheduled tip-off. It'll be 30 minutes following the conclusion of the women's game when the men's basketball squads for both schools face off against one another. We'll tell you all about it when we return here on the All Access Halftime Show. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
SFMSports.net is the home to the UMES Hawks.
Crossover into the lane, kicks out Walker, right wing 3. Yes, sir!
Bring that B back.
Stream Lady Hawks basketball, home and away, at SFMSports.net and listen to the Fighting Hawks on Fox Sports 960. Yeah. Never miss a minute of action on the Hawks Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
When my coworker asked me to cover for him, I should have known not to tell our boss that he took his kid to the doctor. Turns out, he doesn't have kids. He doesn't even have a pet. Now I know. Just like when shopping for car insurance, I should have known that Geico has been around for over 75 years. Why didn't I know that? That is huge. That is over 75 years of experience and knowledge for my benefit. Now I know. And now you know. And now I have one less coworker and double the work.
Geico, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know Geico has been around for over 75 years, it's time to bestow even more knowledge on you. Geico could help you save on motorcycle and RV coverage, and they offer special military and federal discounts. Not to mention the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. No wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating. You don't have to be a mathematician to understand those numbers.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
The Buffalo Wild Wings All Access Halftime Show continues on SFMSports.net.
UMS with a two-point lead here at halftime, 28-26. The Hawks shooting 42% as a team compared to 36% for Delaware State, but hardly getting to the foul line at all, just 2 of 3 for UMS. They did out-rebound Delaware State 24-14, and that's to be expected from the best rebounding team in the conference. The Hawks, though, just have a two-point lead. Alexis Udoji only able to play 7 minutes in that first half. Sat the final 13 with two personal fouls. See if UMS can bounce back in the second, especially if they get their defensive wrecking ball back into the lineup. She was very, very influential in the first meeting between the two teams back at W.P. Hytch Athletic Center, getting a bunch of steals and blocks and just deflecting passes and overall wreaking havoc on the Delaware State backcourt in a full court pressure defense. And of course, that's how UMS was able to score 96 points is because of their defense. Let's take a look at the rest of the MEAC scoreboard. Other matchups today, and the ones that UMS will want to take note of. Coppin State at Morgan State, a Baltimore crosstown rivalry. Morgan State is the team directly behind UMS. The Hawks could fall behind the Bears. Of course, they finish the regular season against Morgan State next Thursday. Morgan State 6-8 in the MEAC play. Of course, UMS coming into today at 7-7. Morgan State did win the first meeting between the two schools up in Baltimore. Bethune-Cookman, 8-5 in MEAC play. They're visiting Durham against the North Carolina Central Eagles. If Bethune-Cookman was to notch a win, UMS would no longer be able to pass them in the standings. Same goes for South Carolina State. South Carolina State is hosting Savannah State. Now, if both Bethune-Cookman and South Carolina State were to lose out and UMS were to win their final two games, the Hawks could actually pass both those teams and jump into as high as fifth place in the MEAC standings. Of course, they need a lot of help to get there. We'll keep you updated on the scores for both Bethune-Cookman and South Carolina State. The Wildcats at North Carolina Central. Savannah State visiting the South Carolina State Bulldogs. Florida A&M playing later today, a 4 p.m. tip-off in Greensboro against the North Carolina A&T Bulldogs. The top team in the MEAC, Hampton, a 5 p.m. tip as they visit the Howard Bison up at Bird Gymnasium in Washington, D.C. The men's team between these two schools will face off approximately a 4 p.m. tip here at Memorial Hall in Dover, Delaware. UMES men's basketball 16-13 on the season, 9-5 in MEAC play. It's their most wins in 21 years. If they notch one more victory, it'll be their 17th of the season, and it'll be the most since 1980-81. The Hawks have more wins this year than the past three seasons combined. A win today plus a Howard win against the Hampton Pirates, and the UMS men's basketball team would clinch a top four seed and a first round bye in the MEAC tournament in a couple of weeks down in Norfolk. Delaware State, though, did defeat UMS on homecoming 91-85 back at W.P. Hytch Athletic Center. The Hornets, the men's team, 13-15 overall, 7-6 in MEAC play right now in a tie for fifth place along with Hampton. The Hawks would love to get some more payback against their biggest rivals, the Delaware State Hornets. Of course, the women's team looking for a season sweep against Delaware State, and they're 20 minutes away from it. Right now, just a two-point lead, however. It's 28-26. We'll take one final break. When we come back, we'll have second half action between the University of Maryland Eastern Shore and the Delaware State University Hornets. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
For the past 20 years, Uniforms Unlimited in Salisbury has been providing embroidery, screen printing, and a full array of athletic wear and uniforms to local communities, schools, and universities. Uniforms Unlimited provides uniforms to medical, industrial, and restaurant professionals, as well as fire, police, EMS, and security companies. Uniforms Unlimited would like to thank the UMES student body and staff for being great supporters of their business. Uniforms Unlimited is proud to be a supporter of UMES. Go Hawks!
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Until then, we've got takeout. So now you can bring our hand-spun wings with 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings with you. And the minute we figure out how to fit over 50 big screens into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Salisbury B-Dubs is in the North Point Plaza on Route 13. Your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings. The only place for wings, beer, sports.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
The Courtyard by Marriott on Route 13 in Salisbury offers comfortable rooms and meeting spaces, as well as always superior customer service in a great location near the mall. Call 410-742-4405 and ask for details about their special UMES athletics rate. The Courtyard by Marriott in Salisbury, an official hotel of UMES Athletics and a proud sponsor of Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Get UMES Hawks basketball on your phone. Visit sfmsports.net and tap on the Hawks Sports Network to stream live from anywhere.
Just about ready for the second half of action between the University of Maryland Eastern Shore and Delaware State University. The Hawks have a two-point lead here at halftime. It is 28-26. Of course, the two teams will flip sides. The Hawks will attack the left basket now, right to left across your screen. Meanwhile, the Delaware State Hornets will move from left to right in their home white jerseys. It'll be Hawks basketball to begin the second half. They send out their starting five: Sagritski, Long, Sweeney, Udoji, and Kelly. Udoji played just 7 minutes in that first half with two personal fouls. Long on the inbounds, brings it into the front court for the Hawks, a two-point lead. Looking to snap a two-game losing streak for UMES. A high-low pass from the high post. Kelly finds Udoji, misses the right-handed layup, though, too strong. The rebound comes to Delaware State. Long pressuring in the backcourt. Washington sprints by her. Top of the arc. Washington give and go with Micah Aldridge. The five out there for Delaware State. It's Aldridge as a pass far wing. It's stolen by Subritsky, getting our knees to pick that one off the deck. The hustle play, though, leads to a turnover going the other way. Long looking for Udoji on an outlet pass, and it goes out of bounds the other way. So it's right back to Delaware State. But the five out there for Delaware State, it's Hawkins, Blackburn, Bogard, Aldridge, and Washington. So starting fives for both teams. Washington, top of the arc. Back pedals towards half court. Person-to-person defense takes a ball screen from Hawkins. Left elbow. Slings it high post. Blackburn lays it off. Dribble handoff. Aldridge driving inside. High off the glass. Right-handed layup drops through. And it's a tie ball game. 28-28. Just over a minute gone by in the second half. Long jogs to the far wing. Right side. Into the corner. Subritsky lobs down low. Udoji spins towards the baseline. Right-handed hook. Chopped on the way up. Foul on Hawkins. And a technical foul caught on Tierra Hawkins for slamming the ball down. And Hawkins now has four fouls. That was her third, plus the technical makes four.
Baloney call.
It was as simple as slamming the ball down. You can't slam the ball down. And you can see how it bounced. It bounced over her head. That's the force that she propelled that down into the hardwood.
That's a baloney call, right?
So it will be two free throws. First for the technical Shawnee Sweeney, and then Alexis Udoji will get a pair. Four free throws for the Hawks, but perhaps most importantly, the best player on Delaware State, Tierra Hawkins, has four fouls. Hawkins trying to plead her case towards the far bench. And Jade Washington pushes her towards the bench.
DSU challenge, basketball challenge. Also a technical
foul. Hawkins right now staying on the floor, but she's going to have to come out of the game. Sweeney's free throw off the back iron, no good. It kicks off. Another free throw upcoming for Sweeney. That's awesome from the senior. The shot, line drives, good. So Sweeney splits the pair. Now Udoji should have two free throws. .18-41 left in the second half. Hawkins does check out of the ball game in favor of Nakia Kersey. Two free throws for Udoji. First toss from the junior. Back rim, no good. Hawks lead by a point, 29-28. Another free throw from Udoji. The toss up. That one good. So the Hawks make two of four free throws on the trip. Now full court pressure from UMES. Udoji at the top, flanked by Subritsky and Sweeney. A lob over top of the defense, breaking the pressure. Aldridge into the front court with Washington and Kersey. UMES leads 30-28, 18-25 to play in regulation. Kersey hounded by Long. She gets rid of it to Aldridge, driving right to the foul line. Right-handed runner off the right glass. A little bank shot angling in. 30-30 tie ball game. Far wing Zabritsky, she'll fire from three. Spins off, no good. Udoji touches, it's out of bounds. Off the fingertips of Udoji. Delaware State basketball in a tie ball game, 30-30. Full court pressure here. Aldridge, in and out dribble, gets into the front court, but it's poked loose by Zabritsky, gathered by Long. A two-on-two break for UMES. Long keeps it herself, left-handed layup, drops through. 32-30, the Hawks back up by a bucket. Full court pressure, finally paying off dividends. A lob pass over top of Udoji, still in the backcourt. Kersey up the near sideline, finds Washington, attacks the rim, slash and kick. Aldridge, left wing pump fake, circles back to Washington, three-pointer, air ball, offensive rebound, Bogart the putback, angles in and off the glass to make it a tie ball game once again, 32-32. Long hurries back the other way for UMES. Front court right, lobs high post, Kelly. Face up, Kelly. Lays it off to Subritsky. Skip pass, back to Long, extra pass Sweeney. Right corner, one dribble, pivots, finds Kelly. Foul line jumper, back iron, no good. Udoji tips it loose, and UMES corrals the offensive board. Second opportunity for the Hawks. Long, behind the back dribble, gets inside, layup, falls through, plus the contact. The hoop and the arm. And it's 34-32. The Hawks back up by two. And a chance for a three-point play. That foul going against Blackburn, her second. Free throw for Jessica Long. Good rotation. Spins through. Hawks in front by three. 35-32. Back to full court pressure defense. Quick bounce pass up ahead. Washington to Bogard. Up the near sideline. Breaks it. Washington runs the point. 16:45 left in regulation. The Hawks by three. 35-32. Much different game than last time. Very low scoring compared to the Hawks scoring 96 points up at Princess Anne. A pass down low. Bogart with a left-handed hook. She banks it home, and it's 35-34. Hawks still in front by a point. Far corner, Sweeney feeds the block. Udoji, skip pass, looking for Subritsky. It's stolen. A leaping catch. Here comes Aldridge, one-on-one. Bowls over Subritsky. Offensive foul. Micah Aldridge taking it right to the body of Sabritsky. And the freshman picks up the foul. UMS basketball leading by a point, 35-34. Quick hitter down low. Udoji pivots on the right block. Right-handed hook drops through. Nice up and under move from Udoji. It's 37-34. Washington circles in the front court. Udoji pressuring at the top of zone. Washington right wing. Now loops to the top of the arc. Far side now. Driving right. Bounce pass Aldridge. On the perimeter. Right back to Washington. A jump pass. Looks for Kersey. Extra dish. Now Kersey in the lane. Right-handed floater. Teardrop. It's Aldridge that knocks it down. Just a one-point lead for UMES. 37-36. Long hurrying into the front court. Hand off with Sweeney. Right back to Long. Far wing. Whistles inside to Udoji. Spinning in the lane. Shot hits the rim. No good. Off the front iron. And then Long going for the board. A poke foul called on Jessica, her first. First team foul on UMES in the second half, and a timeout on the floor. 15-17 to play in the contest. The Hawks have just a one-point lead. It's 37-36. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on sfmsports.net.
I'm loving the switch up. The switch up, the switch up. I'm loving the switch up.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's. With a whole new way to order, now pick your size to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a Sunday and side salad or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
I am Old Bay.
I believe in 18 herbs and spices. That putting on too much is impossible.
I love it on my eggs.
My popcorn.
Even on my ice cream.
And now I can love it at McDonald's.
McDonald's new Old Bay Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Made with wild-caught Alaskan pollock and Old Bay tartar sauce. Get two for just $4 every day. Just one more great value you'll find at McDonald's.
Old Bay on ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Limited time offer. Price of required purchase posted on menu board.
This is Hawks basketball from sfmsports.net.
37-36. UMS leads by one. 15-17 remaining on the night. Delaware State basketball as we return. The Hornets in their home whites move from left to right. UMS in their road grays. Leave their starting five out there. Long, Sweeney, Udoji, Kelly, and Sabritsky. Nakia Kersey runs the point with Jade Washington. Pass to the far wing. Now high post. Bogart. She'll launch from the left elbow. Mid-range jumper falls through. And Delaware State takes the lead for the first time in the second half. 38-37. Hawks down by a point. Far wing Sweeney. Whistles near side to Long. Long drives to the foul line. Right-handed floater from 10. Front rim no good. Offensive board Udoji. Chopped on the way up. Free throws. Alexis Udoji going to the line for two free throws here. Foul called on Bogard, her second. Fifth team foul already in the second half for Delaware State. First free throw splashes through for Udoji. Tie ball game, 38-38. Udoji, three knee-high dribbles, spins back in her left hand. The release, back iron, kicks around, no good. Bouncing around, Sabritsky gets a hand to it. It's out of bounds on the end line. Last touch by Blackburn and UMES basketball. The Hawks will have a second opportunity here. 38-38. Rebound. A lob to Udoji on the right block. Layup too short. The challenge from Blackburn. And it nets a defensive rebound trying to push the other way. And UMES gets a steal. An ambitious pass looking for Bogart on the fast break. Now coming back. Sweeney on the near sideline looking for Udoji. And it's poked loose and stolen by Blackburn. Turnovers back and forth. 38-38. Tie ball game between the Hawks and the Hornets. Delaware State basketball with 14-10 left in the contest. Top of the arc, Kersey. Crossover to her left. Now backs up, Sweeney. Good defense. A running start from Washington. Left baseline. Stop and go on Long. The step back jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, Micah Aldridge rips it down. So reset to Kersey. Fresh shot clock for the Hornets. Top of the arc. Kersey drives right on Sweeney. A lot of contact. Wild shot. High off the glass. No good. Kelly snatches the board. UMS with the basketball. Looking to take back the lead. Far wing Sweeney. Reverses near side. Long. Driving right. Skips it back to Sweeney. Into the corner. Subritsky. Holds above her head. Passes right elbow. Udoji spins in the lane. Shot off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound, Kelly. She's chopped on the way up. More free throws for the Hawks. The sixth team foul on Delaware State already in the second half. It's the third foul on Amber Bogard. Tierra Hawkins already has four. And a timeout here taken by Tamika Lewis and Delaware State. And this will extend to a media timeout with 13:19 left in the second half. It's tied 38-38 between UMS and Delaware State. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
SFMSports.net is the home to the UMES Hawks.
Crossover into the lane. Kicks out Walker. Right wing three. Yes, sir!
Bring that beat back.
Stream Lady Hawks basketball home and away at SFMSports.net and listen to the Fighting Hawks on Fox Sports 960. Never miss a minute of action on the Hawks Sports Network. Powered by SFMSports.net.
The Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. 13 institutions all striving as one to excel in the classroom and on the field. A premier Division I conference with 16 sponsored sports showcasing the talents and strengths of our student athletes through hard work and perseverance. The Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, educating student athletes for the game of life.
This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
38-38, a tie ball game here at Memorial Hall in Dover, Delaware. A couple free throws upcoming for Tariana Kelly. Foul trouble for Delaware State. Tierra Hawkins has four. Amber Bogard with three. Hawks have been the more aggressive team in the second half, but they have yet to establish much of an advantage. In fact, it's a tie ball game. 38-38. Free throw from Kelly. The shot. Line drive, hits the right rim, kicks off, no good. 13-19 left in the second half. Another free throw for Kelly. Long spin on her left arm. The free throw, back rim, no good. Tipped high in the air by Davis, corralled. Kersey controls for Delaware State. Five on the floor for the Hawks, a couple of subs. McCoy and Hicks into the game. Sabritsky, Kelly, and Long out there as well. Bump down low. Turnaround jumper, Blackburn misses. McCoy, nice box out, rips down the board. Up the near sideline, Sabritsky reverses, far side. Hicks right back to Sabritsky. Top of the arc, shovels to Hicks, prodding at the defense. Lays it off to Long, crossover in the lane, right-handed floater, front rim, no good. Bouncing around, Bogard controls with those three personal fouls. A good rebound for her. 12:40 left in the contest. 38-38 tie. Top of the arc, Aaliyah Davis. Left-handed bounce, casual on the perimeter. Finds Kersey far wing. In and out, trying to break down Long. Drives right to the foul line. Kicks out Davis, four to shoot. Got to get rid of it. She fires from 25, right rim, no good. And that's heading out of bounds. On the far corner will be UMS basketball. After the miss from Aaliyah Davis. Davis earlier this season had a half-court shot for a game winner at the buzzer against Bethune-Cookman. Not much of a shooter or scorer for Delaware State. 12 minutes left in the second half. Still a 38-38 tie. Near wing Hicks. Pump fake. Drives left in the lane. Bank shot no good. Kelly grabs the board but falling down. It's stolen by Washington. Two-on-two break. Sprinting up ahead, Bogard, left-handed layup, good! 40-38, Delaware State back up by two. Hawks, at times, seem like they are the outplaying Delaware State, but it's not showing up on the scoreboard. A spin move from Subritsky. She gets in the lane, right-handed hook, too short. Rebound, Kersey, as it bounces away, but then stolen by Subritsky, right back for the Hawks. 11.5 remaining in the second. Spin move, McCoy on the far wing. Kicks out long, baseline drive. Looking near side, her pass to Hicks is stolen by Bogard and then knocked to the floor. Bogard is fouled. A steal for Delaware State. It'll be Hornets basketball. Another media timeout. And the Hawks this time are trailing 40-38. A surprising score here in Dover. The Hornets have a two-point lead with 11:15 remaining in the second half. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on sfmsports.net.
The Hampton Inn & Suites Fruitland Salisbury South is passionate about getting it right. Their promise to you includes a clean, comfortable hotel room, located only 7.5 miles from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Also conveniently located within walking distance of 5 different restaurants, plus a shuttle service that can take you back and forth to the campus. Hampton Inn & Suites, an official hotel of UMES Athletics.
Imagine it and we can do it. It's not just a slogan to us, but a true way of conducting business. We are proud of our more than 2 decades of delivering the highest quality visual messaging solutions to our clients, large and small. At Signs by Tomorrow of Salisbury, we stand by our time-honored commitment to provide you with quality, affordable signs that get you noticed by combining our industry know-how, cutting-edge technology, and competitive pricing to create total visual solutions that fit any budget. Our reputation as being more than just expert signage specialists is reflected in our service versatility. We are Signs by Tomorrow.
Get UMES Hawks basketball anywhere. Listen on your phone with the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 2.
40-38, Delaware State, a surprising two-point lead over your University of Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks. It's 11:15 remaining in the contest. Hawks have been the better team, at least at times. And it's been pretty evident of their talent advantage. But it has not shown up on the scoreboard. Right now, the Hawks is a team shooting 38% compared to 42% for Delaware State. Hornets basketball. Jade Washington jogs into the front court for Delaware State. Moving left to right, Washington. Front court right. Right-handed bounce. Crosses over to her left, skip pass, far side, Kersey. Guarded by Long, person-to-person defense to the high post, Davis. She'll launch the mid-range J, back rim, no good. Offensive board, Bogard, the putback, banks home, and it's 42-38. UMES down by 4. Top of the arc, McCoy gets in the lane, right-handed runner, good for McCoy. She's taking over. Just going one-on-one there for McCoy, and it's 42-40. Washington runs the point for Delaware State. 10.5 remaining. Washington top of the arc. Now backpedals towards half court. Driving right on Burke. Backs up on the perimeter again. Takes a ball screen to the right baseline. Sick to shoot. Has yet to give up the ball. Left-handed hook shot in the lane. No good. Burke grabs the board. Burke sprinting in the front court. Crossover. Lays it off to Hicks. Back to Burke. Left corner. Resets to Long. 10 minutes to play in the contest. A bump. Long gets in the lane. She's knocked over by Davis. And this will be free throws for Jessica Long. That's the 7th team foul on Delaware State. 1-1 here. Single bonus. First foul on Aaliyah Davis. .957 remaining in the contest. Long, front end, the shot up, nothing but net, 42-41. Hawks trail by a point, chance to tie here. Three slow dribbles, spins back on a bounce, the free throw up, splashes through, never a doubt from Long, 42-42. They got a tie ball game again. 9:50 to play. Washington, right wing, runs the point. Did not give the ball up last time. She whips it inside, and a pass is stolen. Entry pass stolen by McCoy. Now racing back the other way. McCoy bounced past the long layup. Oh, she missed. Offensive board, long. Another chance. That one banks home. The Hawks jump back in front. 44-42. 6-0 run for UMES. Out of the timeout. Davis, front court right. Passes top of the arc. Aldridge, long two-pointer. Back rim, no good. Hicks snatches the board with her left hand. Now she'll hurry into the front court. Hawks trying to push the pace. Hicks, skip pass. McCoy, left corner three, wide open. Back rim, no good. Offensive rebound, long. Long circles around in the lane once more. Shovels inside Udoji. High off the glass, misses. And long, another offensive board. Oh, here we go. UMES controlling possession here. A rebounding advantage heavy in the favor of the Hawks. Burke gets in the lane. Slashing kick. McCoy, three-pointer. Yes, sir! Mariah McCoy, and it's 47-42. A 9-0 run for UMES. They've got a 5-point lead. 8.5 to go. Washington, left wing. Feeding the block, Bogard working on McCoy. Face up, left block. Right back to Washington. Top of the arc, crossover left. Slash and kick, Bogard. Pump fake, left baseline. The drive inside. A blocking foul. Jessica Long will be whistled. And it should be two free throws for Amber Bogard. Third foul on Law. Eight and 14 remaining. Two free throws here for Bogard. Free throw up. Nice rotation, nothing but net. That ends a 9-0 run. Another free throw from Bogard. Spins off right side. Rebound Hicks on a bounce. Hawks control with a 4-point lead. 47-43. Top of the arc, three-pointer. McCoy. Yes! Oh, they left McCoy open as the trailer, and Hicks found her. 50-43. Mariah McCoy, back-to-back triples, and the Hawks lead by 7, their largest lead of the game. Down low, looking for Bogard. A lob pass underneath. Reverse layup good at the right hand. Nice feed from Washington over top the fronting defense of UMES. 50-45. McCoy, top of the arc again. Crossover left. The ball's kicked loose and stolen by Delaware State. A 2-on-2 break. Washington, bounce pass, looking for Aldridge. Off her hands and out of bounds underneath the rim. UMES basketball, another timeout here at Memorial Hall. The Hawks have a 5-point lead. Mariah McCoy beginning to nail some long-range shots. UMES, thanks to a 12-2 run, they've taken a 5-point lead, 50-45, with 7.5 remaining. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on sfmsports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Today, Geico's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car takes us under your driver's seat.
Hi, I'm Penny. I used to think I was lucky, but then you dropped me down here. I get it. I'm only worth a cent. Not like the hundreds of dollars you could save when you switch your car insurance to Geico. That's money you could put in a bank or a wallet. Go ahead, call Geico. I'll be here on the floor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
This is Hawks Basketball from sfmsports.net.
7.5 minutes remaining here at Memorial Hall. The UMES Hawks have a 50-45 lead over Delaware State women's basketball action. The first half of a doubleheader today. Hawks with the basketball and a 5-point advantage here in the second half. Right wing, Tamber Burke lays it off, attacking On the bounce, it's Alexis Hicks. Right back to Burke. In the corner, McCoy. The three-pointer. Banks it! Oh, my! Mariah McCoy. Three straight trips. Three three-pointers. 53-45. Largest lead of the night for UMES. It's 8 points. Mariah McCoy going off on Delaware State. McCoy battling down low with Bogard on the left block. Can't find her. Bogard pops out to the corner. She's going to answer with a three-pointer. Front rim, no good. Rebound, Burke, and a two-on-two break. The outlet for UMES. Bounce pass, long. Right-handed layup, no, but a foul. If that's on Amber Bogard, it's her fourth. It is. For Bogard, her fourth personal foul. Sierra Hawkins, who's already on the floor with four personal fouls, has had to sit a good chunk of the second half. Free throw from Jessica Long. Good. 54-45. Up to a 9-point lead. Bogard comes out. Aaliyah Stinnett in. Another free throw from Long. The toss up. Back rim falls through. Jessica Long with 15 points. Mariah McCoy with a team high 16. A timeout for UMES with 6:48 left here in the second half. It's a 10-point lead, 55-45. It's just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. They're doing a Guess the Tune competition here at Memorial Hall, and the competitor did get it right. All right, they got another one. Oh, she's having some trouble. She needs some help from the fans. 6:48 left here in the second half. UMES with a 10-point lead, their largest advantage of the night. Men's basketball action to follow. 30 minutes after the conclusion of this one between these two schools, Delaware State and UMES. Right now, women's basketball action. The Hawks have a 10-point lead. Left wing, Kersey. One dribble, long two-pointer. Left rim, no good. Udoji grabs the board. Outlet lobbing up ahead to Long. One-on-one with Aldridge. Left-handed layup, high off the glass, no good. Rebound, Hawkins coming back the other way for Delaware State. Nearly poked loose by Long. Hawkins into the front court to Aldridge. Slows it down to Washington. For Del State. Far wing Aldridge drives right, slicing in the lane, right-handed scoop, good on the layup. Working a ball screen and able to get a wide open layup out of it. It's 55-47. Hawks still lead by 8. Far corner McCoy, handoff to Long, now to Burke, near wing. Burke drives right, shovels to McCoy, top of the arc, spinning to the foul line, back to Burke from the right wing, getting inside the lane. We got a whistle, and two free throws upcoming for Tiamber Burke. The foul down low. Foul goes against Jade Washington, her first. Two free throws here for Burke. The toss, back rim, kicks off. No good. 19 fouls on Delaware State. The Hawks will be in the double bonus from here on out. 5:53 remaining in the contest. Free throw from Burke. The second one up. That one good. 56-47. A 9-point advantage. Washington runs the point for Delaware State. Far wing Aldridge drives inside. Hacked on the way up. McCoy trying to reach in for a steal. Aldridge powering a shot up. She missed, but she gains two free throws. First foul on McCoy, just the fourth team foul on UMES here in the second half. It's not even in the bonus yet. There's a shooting foul. Aldridge, free throw, front rim, no good. Aldridge struggling from the foul line today. 2 of 5, despite being an 81% foul shooter. Another free throw. Aldridge, the shot up. That one good. Splits the pair to make it 56-48, an 8-point lead for UMES up the far sideline. Hicks into the front court. Bounce pass to Burke, right back to Hicks, and finds Burke on a wraparound. Now Long in the lane. Gives it up to Hicks, far wing, and Hicks resets for the Hawks. Burning clock here for UMS with 5.5 remaining. Left corner three, McCoy airballs it. That one challenged. A tough shot there from McCoy, though she was feeling it. She's made 4 3-pointers today, a team-high 16 points. Left corner, left open. Stinnett feeds the block, looking for Hawkins, and a kick ball on the entry pass. McCoy showing off her soccer skills. 5:11 to go. Hawks by 8, 56-48. Washington inbounding. Lobs it into Stinnett near half court. And a timeout for Delaware State. There's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here with 5:10 left in the contest. UMES looking to go back over 500 in MEAC play. They are 7-7 entering today. A win would ensure at least a 500 record in conference play for the entire regular season. The regular season finale is at home against Morgan State next Thursday. Make sure you join us at WP Heights Athletic Center for that one. Delaware State basketball on the inbounds. Far wing, Aldrich. Gets it in from Hawkins. Aldrich slicing inside, right hand scoop, banks it home. Aldrich, the freshman, the only offense right now for Delaware State. It's 56-50. Hicks driving inside for UMES. Jump pass, near wing, Long in the lane, left-handed runner, no good off the glass. Offensive rebound, Udoji. They reset the shot clock. Not sure if Long actually hit the rim as it banked off the glass. But a fresh 30 for UMES. 4.5 to go. Hawks lead by 6. High post, McCoy finds a cutting Tamara Burke. Right baseline, and the layup is good. And the timeout taken by Fred Batchelor with 4:31 to go. Another 30-second timeout. The Hawks now up by 8, 58-50. There was McCoy, the threat of her scoring. She's already got 16 points. Face up from the foul line and found Tamara Burke cutting on the right baseline. Little backdoor layup. Easy 2 points for the Hawks. Please contact Hawks. Join us in the team to support. 8-point lead for UMES. Here in the final 5 minutes, the home stretch. Rolling the ball in the front court is Washington. She picks it up, kills her dribble near half court, finds a backdoor cut. Aldrich, the bank door. The bank shot from 12 feet drops through, and it's 58-52. Hawks lead back to 6 points. Long walks into the front court. Michael Aldridge with 6 consecutive points for Delaware State, a true freshman. Right wing hits. Skip pass Burke. Open left corner. Pump fake. Baseline drive. Knocked loose out of bounds. Underneath the rim. And it'll stay with UMES. Last touch by Stinnett. And a timeout on the floor with 3:55 to go. The Hawks lead 58-52 here at Delaware State. 3:55 to play. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
Yesterday, I was embarrassed to have guests use my bathroom. Today, I can't wait to show it off. What a difference a day makes. It started with a simple phone call to Quick Bath Remodel Center. They connected us to a free in-home design consultation. We chose the style and color we wanted and then turned our old mildewy shower and tub into a luxurious shower we love. The remodel was quick, done in just one day. Here's the best part. Quick Bath Remodel Center referred us to factory-trained installers who handled everything for us. They custom-made our new walk-in shower to fit our existing bathroom space. Our home is not only more beautiful, it's more valuable, too. Imagine Getting a beautiful new bathroom you'll love in just one day. We did it, and so can you, when you call Quick Bath Remodel Center today.
Call 800-870-3137. That's 800-870-3137. 800-870-3137. Call today, 800-870-3137.
This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
58-52, UMES leads by 6. 3:55 remaining in the contest. Jessica Long inbounding for the Hawks, joined by Udoji, Burke, McCoy, and Hicks on the floor. She lobs it near half court to Hicks, who resets. Hicks, top of the arc, 3. Front rim grazes, and it bounces off a Hornet out of bounds near sideline. It will stay with UMES with the fresh shot clock. Amber Burke inbounding now. The Hawks with a 6-point lead, and they're just looking to milk the clock right now. They're trying to get a good shot near the end of the 30 seconds. Burke spinning to the foul line. Kills the dribble, bounce pass long. Resets to Hicks. Handoff. McCoy, far wing. Right in front of her head coach, Fred Batchelor. Gives it up to Long. Up and under move. Layup, no good. Offensive board. Udoji has it ripped away. Udoji gets it back. Right-handed hook. Off the front rim. It falls through. 60-52, the Hawks back up by 8, inching closer to their 11th victory of the year. Lob down low, Hawkins looking for the reverse, the layup fouled from behind by Udoji. She missed, but 2 free throws for the lefty, Tierra Hawkins. Leading scorer on the year for UMES, but today very quiet with 4 fouls early. She has just 5 points today. Free throw from Hawkins. High arching rainbow spins out. No good. 3:09 left. 60-52 the score. Hawks lead by 8. Kariana Kelly will check in for Alexis Hicks. Another free throw from Hawkins. 3 knee-high dribbles. The lefty flick. Good. 60-53, and a timeout taken by Delaware State. Hawks lead by 7 with 3:09 to play. Little reset here. Delaware State has 9 team fouls. UMES has 5, so Delaware State's not even in the bonus yet. Meanwhile, the possession arrow favors Delaware State. Hawks are in the double bonus. And 2 different Hornets players have 4 personal fouls, Hawkins and Amber Bogard. Bogard the leading scorer on the evening with 21 points. Hawkins the leading scorer on the season, 17 points per game. Full court pressure from Delaware State. McCoy inbounding, gets it into Udoji, a double team. Pass is batted away, nearly out of bounds. It does touch the sideline as Aldridge jumps to save it, unable to do so. Hawks to inbound on the near sideline. McCoy inbounding, gets it into Udoji. Passes out of the double team to Burke. Burke splits the double on a bounce and has it knocked away and stolen by Washington. And somehow Washington, with a dribble at the shoulder height, didn't carry and then whips it inside. Bogard, open layup, and it's 60-55. A timeout taken by Fred Batchelor. Jane Washington dribbled it above her shoulder, and somehow it wasn't a carry. Went completely unnoticed from the referees, allowed the steal to continue, and then a fast break layup for Amber Bogard. And it's down to a 5-point game with 2:49 to go. UMES will have to contend with this full court pressure defense for the first time today. Bogard with a game high 23 points. McCoy inbounding, gets it into Udoji, double team. On the near sideline, overhead pass tipped and stolen. Washington inside shovel, Bogard right hand layup is good. 60-57. Hawks dealing with the pressure again on the near sideline. Udoji lobs it up ahead to Long, and the Hawks will slow it down with a 3-point lead. 2.5 minutes to go. Plenty of time for Delaware State. Hawks need a good look. Long. Works away to the right wing. Feeds the block. Udoji. Double team. Finds McCoy. Right elbow jumper. Right rim. No good. Offensive for Udoji. The putback falls through. 62-57. Udoji with the big second chance opportunity. Hawks have dominated the boards. Never a bigger one there. 2 minutes to go. Inside. Pick and roll. Washington to Hawkins. Left in the layup is good. 62-59. Back to a three-point game. Full court pressure. McCoy's pass is tipped and stolen. Bogart up ahead. Left in the layup is good. And oh my gosh. It's a one-point game. 62-61. And UMS unable to handle the full court pressure defense from Delaware State. We've had three steals and three easy layups for the Hornets simply by going to a full court look, and UMS is trying to pass over top of it. Pass is being deflected or just stolen outright. Minute 44 to go. UMS still has a one-point lead. But this was a 10-point game not too long ago. UMS basketball. Go to the press break once again. McCoy inbounding. Bogard guarding the inbound. Gets it into Kelly. Holds above her head. Double team. Skip pass to Udoji. Now McCoy in the backcourt. Got to get it across. Nearly drags a pivot foot. Passes up ahead to Long. Now a 3-on-2 opportunity. Kelly left-handed lip. Banks it home. A big layup there from the Hawks. 64-61. Racing back the other way. Hawkins left-handed lip. Too strong. Udoji grabs the board. 80 seconds to go. They break the pressure on the bounce with McCoy. Circling in the front court. They'll burn clock. Leading by three. It's 64-61. Long. Double team coming. Drives right. Has it poked from behind and a foul. A foul called on Delaware State. It goes against Micah Aldridge. Her second. Double bonus here, so two free throws for Jessica Long. Jessica Long with 15 points today, 5 of 5 from the foul line. Free throw, good. 65-61. UMES by 4. Minute 4 to go. Free throw from Long. Yes, you betcha. 66-61. Racing back the other way. Washington. High dribble for Delaware State. Under a minute to go. Washington right wing. Has it poked loose by Burke. She regathers. Washington in and out. Down the right baseline. Underneath the rim. Skip pass. Sends it into the bench. The pass over top of the head of Aldridge. A turnover to UMES. McCoy to inbounds. McCoy bounces it into Kelly. Lob to Udoji in the backcourt. Now toss up ahead. Long breaks the pressure with 43 seconds to go. Spinning around a double team. Long on the bounce. Shaking loose the defenders. Splits another double. And this time she's poked another foul. This one will go against Washington. And two more free throws for Jessica Long. Chance to seal the game here. Free throw from Long, front rim, falls off. 36.1 seconds to go. UMES leads by 5. Another free throw here for Long. She is 7 of 8 from the foul line today. All of her free throw attempts coming in the second half. Free throw from Long. Good rotation. Got it. 67-61. A six-point game. Washington sprints into the front court for Delaware State. Timeout Hornets with 32.6 seconds to go. UMES leading by six. Very close. They are clinging here. They never relinquished the advantage. They led by as many as 10. Delaware State cut it all the way down to 62-61, just a one-point lead for the Hawks. And a couple of big buckets, including a layup by Tariana Kelly, free throws from Jessica Long, and the lead is now 6 points. Seconds to go. Possession arrow favors Delaware State. Hawks are in the double bonus. Delaware State not in the bonus quite yet. Hawks do have a foul to give. They could, if they want to, waste some time by giving a foul at some point or another here in this next possession. Force Delaware State to inbound it once again. Wouldn't be surprised if they do that here. Bogard to trigger from the near sideline for DSU. Lob all the way into the backcourt. Washington jogs in the front court. Not much urgency here from Jade Washington. Top of the arc to the high post. Bogard face up. Double team coming. Skips it out to Aldridge. Right wing three. Front rim. Falls off. No good. Kelly the board. Shot clock off. No foul here from Delaware State yet as they play keep away. And a bump from behind. Kelly is bumped by Hawkins, who fouls out. And with 12.3 seconds to go, the Hawks about to secure their 11th victory of the year. Tariana Kelly going to the foul line. One free throw here makes it a three-possession game and should all but do it. Kelly, two dribbles, a pause, two more. Spins back in her left hand, the free throw, line drive, back rim, no. Well, keeps the slimmest of hopes alive for Delaware State. Can extinguish those hopes here. Another free throw for Kelly. Free throw, good. A three-possession game, seven-point lead at 68-61. Washington hurrying into the front court for DSU. Kersey, left wing three. Front rim, no good. Tapped out of bounds by Aldridge. It's UMES basketball with 4.3 seconds to go. And the Hawks are going to go into Dover, Delaware, and come away with a win. Hawks improved to 11-15 on the season. 8-7 in MEAC play, and there's your final horn. Celebrate that victory, folks. Your final score, UMES 68, Delaware State 61. We'll come back with the Geico postgame show. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on sfmsports.net.
The Courtyard by Marriott on Route 13 in Salisbury offers comfortable rooms and meeting spaces, as well as always superior customer service in a great location near the mall. Call 410-742-4405 and ask for details about their special UMES athletics rate. The Courtyard by Marriott in Salisbury, an official hotel of UMES Athletics and a proud sponsor of Hawks basketball from sfmsports.net.
Roly Poly is the freshest ingredients rolled together to create over 50 classic rolled and hot-pressed creations. Roly Poly is the finest meats, veggies, cheeses, and spices together to produce incredible soups and signature salads, too. Roly Poly is a variety of flavor that creates delicious, original, unique works of art for your taste buds. Roly Poly is not only delicious, but healthy and hearty, too. Roly Poly is the choice for family, friends, your office, or your next event. Where else could you find fresh basil chicken salad rolled with crunchy cashews, green leaf lettuce, Roma plum tomatoes, sliced avocado, alfalfa sprouts, and spicy Thai hot sauce. Wow, that sounds... Gotta go.
We're still rolling here. Sorry.
Roly-Poly. Delivery, catering, or online at roly-poly.com.
Roly-Poly. For a sandwich with a twist. Roly-Poly. For the taste you can't resist, I go to Roly-Poly. Because I know they've got my number. For lunch, dinner, catering, Roly-Poly ends your hunger.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do, every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
UMES Hawks basketball continues on SFMSports.net. Now, an in-depth recap of the game and a chat with the head coach. This is the All Access Postgame Show.
UMES victorious today, 68-61, a seven-point win on the road, just their second road win of the year in their second-to-last game of the regular season. The Hawks improved to 11-15, 8-7 in MEAC play, improving to above 500 in conference action, ensuring at least a 500 or better record in MEAC action. Once again, a 68-61 final, a seven-point win here at Delaware State for your UMES Hawks. Now 11-15 on the season. Delaware State falls to 5-22, 2-12 in league play. They now sit in last place. In the first half, it was a back-and-forth affair. The Hawks had a five-point lead at one point before a banked-in three-pointer by Jade Washington right near the halftime buzzer sent the Hawks into the halftime locker room with a two-point advantage. UMES came out of the second half a little flat. Wasn't quite getting the shots to drop, despite at times looking like the more talented team. Delaware State was hanging in there and had a couple late leads. Then UMES rattled off a big 9-0 run. A couple of huge three-pointers from Mariah McCoy. And eventually UMES took a 10-point lead. But then Delaware State came storming back again. They cut it down to just a one-point game at 62-61. A big bucket from Terrion and Kelly. Clinching free throws from Jessica Long. And the Hawks hold on for a 68-61 final. Jessica Long with a team-high 18 points. Mariah McCoy, 16 points on 4 of 6 shooting from beyond the arc. 10 points for Alexis Udoji. 8 points for Moy Sabritsky. The Hawks out-rebounded Delaware State 45-27. Not a surprise there, considering the Hawks are the best rebounding team in the league. But they do it once again, and a heavy margin allows them 19 second-chance points, and that was the difference in this one. UMES hardly got to the free-throw line in the first half. They got there plenty in the second half with their aggressiveness on the glass. They finished the day 15 of 24 from the foul line. They shot 42% as a team from the floor, 7 of 17 from beyond the arc. A very good clip, mostly thanks to Mariah McCoy's hot shooting in that one stretch of the second half. Amber Bogard finished with 27 points for Delaware State, but it was not enough. Tierra Hawkins, the leading scorer on the season, had just 8 as she dealt with foul trouble all evening. Micah Aldridge, the true freshman, finished with 15 for Delaware State. The Hawks, depending on the results later today, could set themselves up to move into 6th or maybe even 5th place in the MEAC standings, but they would need some help from some teams playing this weekend, from Bethune-Cookman and South Carolina State. But right now the Hawks still sit in 7th at 8-7. They will finish the regular season at home against Morgan State on Thursday, March the 5th, a 5:30 tip-off against the Bears. They lost to Morgan State up in Baltimore 72-62, would like to split the season series and finish the regular season with a winning record in MEAC play. Well, we're going to step aside here on SFMSports.net. We'll come back in just about 10 minutes. We'll come back at the top of the hour, 4 o'clock, for the Geico pregame show for the men's basketball game, the second half of our doubleheader here at Memorial Hall. UMES, the men's team, looking to make it 3 wins in a row. They're 16-13 overall, 9-5 in MEAC play. A win today plus a loss by Hampton to the Howard Bison, and UMES would clinch a top 4 seed and a first round bye in the conference tournament. They're also trying to avenge a homecoming loss to Delaware State back on Valentine's Day. The Hornets 13-15 overall, 7-6 in MEAC play. So men's basketball action, the tip-off scheduled for 4:15 here in Dover. We'll come back with your Geico pregame show at 4 o'clock on the nose. So stick with us. Until then, farewell from Memorial Hall. For Steve Clendenin back in the studio, I am Doug Newton. Once again, your final score, UMES 68, Delaware State 61. The Hawks win the first half of the road doubleheader against their 13 rivals. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network on SFMSports.net.
This SFMSports.net presentation of University of Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings and powered by Mid-Atlantic Dairy Association, Courtyard by Marriott, and Geico. This broadcast is also brought to you by Hampton Inn & Suites, Brunswick, and Vice. Log on to SFMSports.net and click College Sports to get UMES game schedules. Listen to archived interviews and broadcasts. This has been a presentation of the Hawk Sports Network from SFMSports.net.